Progress.
Okay, we're up to Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We're up to the second to bottom line, not Tastian. Just to review what we're talking about, we had a whole discussion in the Gemara, the beginning of the Amud, of whether gold, when it's being traded for silver, is gold considered the merchandise, or is gold considered a currency? So we brought down a machlekes Bishama Bishilo regarding transferring the Kedusha. If you have, you know, Maisa Sheni fruit, so you transfer the Kedusha onto Kesef. So you went, you transferred it to Kesef, and then you want to transfer it to from the Kesef to the gold. Because there's 25 silver coins for each gold coin, so you want to make it easy for yourself. He says, Machlekes Bishama Bishilo. Pashas, the Machlekes is, you could transfer the holiness from merchandise to Kesef, not from Kesef to merchandise. So the Machloek is Beishama Beis Hillel, where Beishama is against it and Beis Hillel is fine with it, has to do with whether gold is considered currency or merchandise. The Gemara said there was two opinions, though, between Revich and Rish Lakish. We don't know who said what, but we said one opinion felt the whole Machloek is transferring the Kedusha from silver to gold. And the Shaila is whether gold is considered currency when it's being traded for silver. But if you want to transfer the Kedusha of Paris to gold dinars directly, that's for sure fine, because gold may not be considered currency when it's compared to kesef, but when it's compared to vegetables or fruit, avad, it's currency. That was one opinion. But then we said there's another opinion that holds that no, that even going from vegetables or fruits and vegetables directly to gold, Beis Shammai was against, because Beis Shammai looked at gold as it's never a currency. It's always a commodity. It's always a merchandise. It's never a currency. But we didn't know who said what. So the Gemara says, so basically the whole machlokes is what would Beis Shammai say about transferring the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni fruits directly to gold dinars. Machlokes Revich and Rish Lakish, what Beis Shammai would say. Would Beis Shammai be okay with it or against it? So he says, the Gemara says, Tastim de Rav Yochanan de'amar ein mechalin. I can bring a proof that Rav Yochanan is the one who said that Beis Shammai would be against it. Why? Because they would say that gold is considered a merchandise and not a currency, even in comparison to fruit. How do I know this? Dam Rav Yochanan. Oser lelovei dinar b'dinar. We had this yesterday, that you're not allowed to borrow a cup of flour and give it back, the same cup of flour, if the price changes. Now that's called saw b'saw. It's a problem of interest, ribis. But we said yesterday that's only true if you're borrowing merchandise and paying back the merchandise, because there's a fluctuation in value. But when it comes to currency, I could borrow $100, give it back $100, even though the buying power and interest rates might have changed, because we look at currency as being flat, a flat rate. Merchandise fluctuates. So we're saying right now, we're trying to figure out who is the author of the statement that according to Beis Shammai, gold is considered a currency. I'm sorry, gold is not considered a currency, it's considered a merchandise regarding transferring Kedusha in Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara says it must be Rav Yochanan. Why do Rav Yochanan also love his dinar b'dinar? Rav Yochanan says you're not allowed to borrow a gold dinar and pay back with a gold dinar. Why? Because we're concerned that there'll be a fluctuation of price and there'll be a problem of saw b'saw, meaning we look at gold not as a currency but as a merchandise, and therefore it's a problem to borrow and pay it back because there might be a change in fluctuation of price. Dinar demai. Now the Gemara says what type of dinar? Could be silver, gold. Again, the issue is going to be of saw b'saw. Borrowing saw b'saw is only a problem of merchandise, it's not a problem of currency. So for us to say this is a problem, it must be, I'll just spoil it, the Gemara is going to say this is a gold, talking about gold, and you see that this view is that gold is not considered a currency. Who's the only one who said that on its own in a vacuum, gold is never a currency? That was Beis Shammai Shita, according to one opinion. So this is Rav Yochanan, it must be Rav Yochanan said it according to Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, Dina demai, ilimit dina shel kesef, dina shel kesef. When it says you're not allowed to borrow a dina, return a dina, if that's silver, everyone agrees that silver is considered a currency. The whole machleg is maybe silver to gold, but silver on its own is for sure a currency. And currency does not have the problem of interest. So the Gemara says, Lepshita dina shel zav, dina shel zav, it must be a gold dinar. Ulaman, now who is the author of this view that we look at gold when it comes to borrowing as a merchandise, not a currency? Ila Beis Himmel Amri Tivu. It can't be Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel said that we considered a currency. Elava Beis Shammai. It must be Beis Shammai. So this is the view of the one opinion that held that according to Beis Shammai, it's considered a merchandise, not a currency. And who was that? It was Rav Yochanan. Shmamin Rav Yochanan Damei Mechalin. So it must be Rav Yochanan Shita. Is he's the one who said that according to Beis Shammai, you cannot transfer the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni onto gold. because from fruits onto gold, because it's not considered a currency, it must be Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Loi. Loi la meimarach Rav Yochanan dam mechalin. I could really argue, I'll say it out so we say it. I could really argue that according to Rav Yochanan, he actually holds that when it comes to Maisa Sheni, you could transfer the Kedusha onto gold. And gold is a currency. When it comes to borrowing, it's not a currency. And regarding interest, it could be, in general, he considers gold a currency, but not when it comes to borrowing. Due to the severity of interest, we're machmer to treat gold not as a currency, but rather merchandise. When it comes to Maiser Sheni, being poide it, which is not as severe, we'll treat it as a currency. But when it comes, meaning in others, we thought that all the shailas, all the sugyas are connected. The answer is no. There's a difference between the sugya of Maiser Sheni being mechalo Maiser Sheni, that it's considered a currency. But when it comes to halva, it's considered merchandise. The Gemara says, Shani halva, kiven deli nemekachu memka, shivi rabban kipira. The reason why by loans we'll treat it as a merchandise, because there's a scenario when it comes to trading gold for silver. We treat it as gold as a merchandise. I mean, and therefore, in that situation, gold is the one who goes up and down in value. Legabi halva nami peiruhu. Therefore, for the severity of interest, which is a very severe iser, we're going to treat gold as a merchandise. So we're saying right now there's a difference between merchandise, gold, when it comes to Maisa Sheni, we'll treat it as a currency. Borrowing an interest, we'll treat it as a merchandise. Hachanam Mestabra, it makes sense. The Chiyasa Rav and Rav Yechanan, Mamash Abrai, it says clearly Rav Yechanan's opinion. Rav Yechanan says, Ava Bisha Amru, Asa Lava is Dina Medina. Although you're not allowed to borrow a gold dinar to pay back a gold dinar because it's considered a merchandise and it's part of interest, Av Mechal and Maisa Sheni Olav, but it's considered money when it comes to Maisa Sheni. So you see this clearly states the distinction between the sugyas. They're not related. Shema Mina. Okay, very good. Tashima, we're going to ask a Kasha on the view that holds that according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to transfer the Kedusha of fruits or vegetables onto gold dinars. Why? Because it's not considered a currency. Here's the problem. We are going to find a Braisa that indicates clearly you could transfer the Kedusha onto copper. Now, if you could transfer onto copper, which is not a currency, right? We said in the Mishnah, copper is not considered a currency because it's not as circulated. If copper is not a currency, why would gold be a currency? That's the Gemara's question. Meaning, you're telling me right now that according to Beis Shammai, I can't transfer it onto gold. I can transfer it onto copper. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, Tashima, how do I know you could transfer Maisa Sheni onto copper? This Bryce is referring to the following case. You have a lot of copper coins that have Kedusha Maisa Sheni because you transferred it onto copper. By the way, stop right there. You see you could transfer it onto copper. So you transfer it onto copper. What you want to do is you want to transfer from the copper onto silver. Here's the problem with doing that. It sounds very good. It's very smart. The problem is people would spend money in Eretz Yisrael. The reason why you do this is for traveling, it's a lot easier. So what you would want to do is transfer it from copper onto silver. And then when you got to Yerushalayim, they would, for small purchases, they would use copper in Yerushalayim. Think of copper as like one or two shekels and think of silver as being a $100 bill. It wasn't very practical. So what you want to do is you want to transfer it from copper onto silver, and then when you get to Yerushalayim, from silver onto copper. Sounds good. Here's the problem. If everybody does that, then, and everyone will also be oil regal at the same time, and that's when they would spend their Maisa Sheni. So what you're going to end up happening is you'll have 3 weeks a year where there's a tremendous demand in copper coins, because that's what everybody wants, right? Everybody wants the copper when they're in Yerushalayim. And what it's going to do is it's going to create like a shortage, and they're going to hike up the prices. So therefore, because of this, Beis Shammai felt, Beis Hillel actually felt, you are not allowed, I'm going to say Beis Shammai, Oimim, Bavel Hasela Mos. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it was Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai felt that you could transfer all the Kedusha of the copper onto silver, and we're not concerned about the price hikes. Beis Hillel Oimim, B'shekel Kesef, B'shekel Mos. Beis Hillel feels that no, Beis Hillel holds you can only do a half shekel's worth, meaning you cannot transfer, you cannot convert all the copper into silver. You can only do a half of a shekel's worth. Okay. I'm sorry, half a sella. You can't do a full sella, you can only do a half a sella, meaning we limit the amount that you could transfer. We want you to still have certain amounts of silver because we're afraid of the shortage and demand. Fine. That's a side point. What do you see from here? You see that they would transfer the Kedusha onto copper. Copper is not a currency. So why are we saying that according to Beis Shammai there is a view that you can't transfer it onto gold because it's not a currency? Copper is not a currency either. Says the Gemara, the answer is Shani Prithi Basi de Sankarifi. The answer is, while copper is not a currency, we had this yesterday, while copper is not a currency in most areas, where it is a currency, it's more circulated. Therefore, we're more lenient to have you transfer it onto copper than we are onto gold. Okay. That was the first version of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Lishnachrina Amrila. We have a different version. And the first version was the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether you could transfer from silver, Kedushas, you have Maisa Sheni, silver coins, you want to transfer into gold. It was Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And the Machlokes was, is gold considered a currency or a merchandise? But now we actually say a different version. Lishnachrina Amrila, Rav Yechon Reish Lakish, a different version. Chadam Machlokes Beis Hillel Shel Dinarim. Over here, the machlokes is whether you could transfer from silver onto gold. It has nothing to do with whether gold is a currency or not. Gold is a currency. What's the machlokes? Are you allowed to transfer from currency to currency? Meaning, we thought at first the machlokes was, is gold a currency, in which case it's allowed, or a merchandise, which is not allowed? The answer is no. Gold is a currency, lukuliam. The machlokes is, you transfer from fruit onto silver, onto a currency. Can you go from currency to currency? Why would it be? The pasuk says, kesef. Kesef rishon bli kesef sheni. You can only transfer it one time to currency, not to two currencies. Beis Hillel savri, kesef, kesef riva. Beis Hillel says, no, you could transfer as many currencies as you want. So according to this version, everyone agrees gold is a currency. The machlekes is, can you transfer the kedusha maisa sheni to multiple currencies or only one? Pila kesef sheni. According to this, though, gold is considered a currency l'kuliyama. So therefore, the whole machlekes is, can you go from silver to gold? Aval dinarin, al dinarin, al peris al dinarin. But to go from fruit to gold dinars, divrei hakol mechal. That for sure works. That's the first version. The second version, no. That even that one person's against, one Beis Shammai is against, because Beis Shammai holds that gold is not a currency. Okay. So according to this, the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not whether gold's a currency, it's whether you could transfer from one currency to the next. So says the Gemara, according to that, why does that have to be, why is the machlokes silver to gold? It could be silver to silver. Just argue, can you go from one currency to the next? It doesn't have to be gold. The Gemara says, according to this, why does that have to be silver to gold? It could be silver to silver is the machlokes. Because the machlokes is whether you can go from one currency to the next. So the Gemara says, you're right. If you taka, you're right. They do argue by silver to silver, but if we picked silver to silver as being the machlokes, havamina, I might think hani midli b'slon asloin. I might think the whole machlokes of whether Beis Shammai b'shil are okay with it is going from silver to silver. Abislon al dinar, but for silver to gold, modl b'shil Beis Shammai b'shil would be against it. Did the havel gabi kiswa peiru have it? Meaning, I might think that if they only argue by silver to silver, you're right, that could be a machlokes. But then I might think that maybe silver to gold would be, according to everybody, a problem, because maybe I would say that gold is not considered a currency. Kamashwa, now you know it is a currency, but the machlokes is whether you can go from currency to the next. Okay. Tashima. So right now we're saying the machlokes is, in general, Beis Shammai holds, can you transfer the Kedusha Maisa Sheni from one currency to the next? Tashima. Haparit Sela Maisa Sheni Bishalayim. We just had this. Well, we had something very similar. And that is, you have copper coins in Yerushalayim. I'm sorry, you want to change silver to copper in Yerushalayim. Beis Shammai Oymen Ba'al Selamos. Beis Shammai says you could change all of the copper for a Sela. This is in Yerushalayim, meaning if you want to go to change from Sela. Yeah, you have silver and you want to change it into copper. Beis Shammai feels that that's okay. Beis Hillel says, B'shekel kesef, B'shekel, B'shekel mos. Beis Hillel holds, again, there's a cap. We don't want you to transfer all of it because we don't want there to be a shortage. Okay. Now, that was a side machlokes again, would have been a shortage. What do you see, though? In Yerushalayim, you can go from silver to copper, the kuli alma. What about currency to currency? Says the Gemara, Hasha kasbu l'gabi priti mechalilon, v'loimin kesef rishon v'lekesef sheni, l'gabi d'avu chashimenei, imi amrin kesef rishon v'lekesef sheni. If I could transfer from silver to copper, why can't I transfer silver to gold? I mean, in other words, you see from here that we don't have a problem with going from currency to currency. You're going from silver to copper. So the Gemara says, no. This Mishnah we just quoted, where are you doing the transferring from currency to currency? It's in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, you definitely can. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, Yerushalayim come and save us. You're trying to compare Yerushalayim. Shani Yerushalayim, Dechsiv, Bevenesat, Akesiv, Bechol, Shetav, Anashchav, Bekar, Betzayin. In Yerushalayim, you for sure could. Why? What's the whole premise? Right, we said before that you can't transfer the Kedusha of money onto produce. in Yerushalayim, if you want to take holy Maaser Sheni funds and you want to use it to buy fruit, that's what you're supposed to do. It's going from money to produce. The answer is Yerushalayim is meant to spend it. Therefore, in Yerushalayim, we're lenient for you to go from money to fruit. We're going to be lenient for you to go from money to money. That's not our shaila. Our shaila is, can you transfer it from currency to currency outside of Yerushalayim? But in Yerushalayim, Avada, you can. So the Gemara says, fine, good point. We're going to quote a Mishnah that allows you the same exact concept of going from silver to copper, and the same achleg is Bisham Bisil, whether there's a limit, and this is outside of Yerushalayim. So that's going to be a good taina. Tashima, haparit selam mois mais hasheni outside of Yishalayim. Bishamayim beval hasela mois. Bishilayim b'shekel kesa b'shekel mois. So you see over here, there's a machlaikis, and it's outside of Yishalayim. And the machlaikis is whether there's a limit, but you definitely can go from silver to copper. You can go from currency to currency. Therefore, we reject that assumption before. So the Gemara says, you're right. The machlaikis b'sham b'shil is not whether you can go from currency to currency. You know what the machlaikis is? Whether you can go from silver to gold, but not because gold is considered a merchandise and not kesef. No, gold is kesef. But here's the problem. We want you to bring the Maaser Sheni money to Yerushalayim as soon as possible, right? Ideally, we want you to spend it as soon as possible. Silver to gold is 25 coins to one coin. We're afraid if we allow you to transfer it from silver to gold, it has nothing to do with whether gold's a merchandise, and it has nothing to do with whether currency to currency. That's not the point. We're afraid you have the following situation. If we allow you to transfer from silver to gold, you have 15 silver coins. Now, if we allow you to transfer, you're going to say to yourself, I don't want to go to Yerushalayim now. I'm going to wait a couple months. I'll get 25, then I'll transfer it. We're afraid that you, if we allow this transfer, because the transfer rate is so big, you're going to wait to go to Yerushalayim until you get 25 silver coins to transfer it to one. So you're going to delay going to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, El dekuliyama kesef kesef riba. Everyone agrees you can go from currency to currency, so you can go from silver to copper and vice versa. Mafil kesef sheni, el yitmar de Rav Yochum v'reishlim v'reishlokish haki yitmar. What's the machlokas? Chadam machlokas beslam al dinarim. The machlokas is whether you could transfer from silver to gold. Why? V'sham esavi gazrina, go to the next page. Shema yisha al yosef. The whole machlokas, v'sham besil, is are we concerned that you'll delay going to Yerushalayim until you get enough silver coins to transfer 25 to 1. Dezimnin deloy malu zuze bedinra, because we're afraid that you won't have enough silver coins. V'lay masik, you'll wait. It's like if you have to wait till you could transfer like 100 singles to a $100 bill, you'll maybe have 80 singles, you'll say, I'll wait. Beis Hillel something like this, you know, Beis Hillel's not concerned about that. Says, if you don't have enough silver coins, you'll take what you got. You won't delay your trip. But according to this, to transfer produce onto gold, that everyone agrees is fine because gold is considered a currency. And why aren't we concerned that you'll wait? You'll say, oh, I'll wait till I have enough apples to transfer it onto one gold coin. To keep in the mirka by mashle, you won't wait because fruit decays. So one opinion says, no, even to allow you to transfer it onto gold is a problem, so we're afraid that you'll delay the trip until you have enough fruit to be able to transfer onto one gold coin. Okay? Now, so over here, see, this is one point the Gemara is going to point out, and that is, until this time, we're having a machlokes, Beisham Beisil, whether you could transfer the Kedusha from silver to gold. It was whether gold's a currency. It was biblical issues. Now we're saying, no, it's not a biblical problem. You could transfer it biblically. The problem is, are we concerned? Is it derabanan that we're concerned that you might come to delay your trip? The lashon of Beshame Beis Hillel, Beshame's lashon is lo yasa, do not do this. That implies rabbinic. You see, if it was a biblical issue, it would say ein mechalin, it does not work. So says the Gemara, the lashon implies derabanan. Bishleim lahach lishna, the amrit mireisa mishashari. According to this last version, that biblically it works. Rabbanan de Gazri and Bishamai is just concerned about a rabbinic prohibition. Hantani Yasa v'lo Yasa. That's why the Lashon is Matim, because the Lashon is Yasa or lo Yasa. Elahach Lishon Adam Midiraisa Pligi. But if you go with the other version, that it's biblically a problem, Michalin v'lo Michalin v'lo, it shouldn't say Yasa lo Yasa. It should say Michalin v'lo Michalin. It should say it does not work. Not don't do this. That sounds like it's rabbinic, you know, like Musar. No, it should say it doesn't work. So Kasha, it's a good Kasha. Okay. We had before Shaila, we talked about Chalipin. The question is, can Kesef, Chalipin is generally, if you want to, can it take place, you give someone the Pasuk describes Chalipin with a shoe, but you give someone your watch, you give someone a handkerchief, a yarmulke, whatever. The question is, can coins be used as the token to make chalipin. Now, coins could definitely be used as a form of kesef to pay. The question is, if I give you money as a form of chalipin, does it work? Now, what do you mean, does it work? We said in the Mishnah that if I give you money, the kinyan is not done, and I could still back out. The question is, what if I give you money not with the mindset that it should be payment, but rather as chalipin? How do I know whether it's chalipin? You say, this is as chalipin. The question is that an effective kinyan? In which case, he can't back out. So the Gemara says, Machlekes Itmar, Rav Levi, Machlekes Rav Levi, Chad Omar, Metmein, Asa Chalipin. One opinion says you could use coins instead of the handkerchief to do the action of Chalipin, that by you acquiring the coins, the other person gets the item. Chad Omar, Ein Metmein, Asa Chalipin. And one opinion says, no, coins cannot be served as Chalipin. Why would coins not be able? Omar, Papa, my time in the mind, Omar, Ein Metmein, Asa Chalipin. What's the issue with coins being serving as Chalipin? So the source of Chalipin is a shoe. A shoe is a complete self-contained item that will not be discontinued. It has inherent value. The issue with coins is that while silver has an inherent value, when people give value to currency, it's not the metal itself, it's the usage, it's the fact that it's in circulation. If you were to have a quarter be discontinued, it would lose its value. Even though, yes, you could technically melt it down, but that's not the perceived value is based on the circulation. Therefore, it could be because the coin is not inherently valuable. It's only valued based on its circulation ability, and that ability to be circulated could be discontinued by the government. Therefore, it's maybe not considered a self-contained item like a shoe that would be acceptable for chalipin. The Gemara says, Mishim d'dayta atzurta, people's mind on giving value to the coin is based on the mint, the circulation, the George Washington on top of it, but surta be the battle, and that could be discontinued. So maybe it's not fit for chalipin. Okay. So the machloek is whether money can be used as chalipin. So the question is, in our Mishnah, when it says kesef in Zav, is that talking about using it as chalipin and it's a raya, or is that using the money as not as chalipin, but actually as paying it with cash? Tonight it says the Mishnah, Hazav koines hakesef. If I give you gold, gold is the merchandise, therefore when I get the gold, the kinyan is already chal, and I owe you the money. Now my lav chalipin, when I give you the gold, is the gold not being given as chalipin? So you see that money could be used as chalipin. The answer is no. The answer is loy bedam. No, the gold is not being given as chalipin. The zav koines hakesef, that when you give the gold, that means you automatically acquire the silver, meaning you owe the guy owes you silver. The Lashon acquire implies that by me picking up the gold, by me taking the gold, you get my silver. That implies chalipin. The answer is no. This is a transaction of financial transaction, meaning when I get the gold, I now owe you the money, not as chalipin. I owe you the money based on transaction, monetary transaction. Ihachi, here's the problem. The Lashon is not really matim. When I give you gold, it should say, I now owe you zav. I owe you kesef. It says kana. Kana implies kinyan like that. The only thing that happens like that is chalipin. So the Gemara says, hazav koines hakesef. It should be mechayev b'ale. It should be the gold obligates the silver, that by you taking the gold, you're now obligated to give the silver. The answer is, tani hazav mechayev. The answer is, that's a good point, so change the girsa. Hachanam mistabra. It makes sense that the kinyan in our Mishnah is not talking about chalipin, but of damim, of cash. Midiktani seifa, because look at the next case of the Mishnah. Hakesef eina koines hazav. That if I give you silver, because the silver is the cash, the transaction is not done and you could back out. Now if the silver being given is given as chalipin, then why could you back out? It should be that it's kind of automatically. The fact that the Mishnah makes a distinction between gold and silver implies that we're talking about cash, one being merchandise, one being cash. Giving cash does not mechayev the other one, but giving merchandise does. So the Gemara says, the Gani Seifa, Kesef, and the Kani says, Zav, Yamri, Bishlem, Bidam, Hanidam, Rinan, Dahava, Peira, Vikis, Vativa. Vitiva per lekanya, liyam mechalipin. If our Mishnah is talking about chalipin, tervai looking at dadi, then it should work either way. I mean, the fact that our Mishnah makes a distinction between gold and silver, that gold makes the transaction, silver doesn't, implies that we're talking about cash. If we're talking about chalipin, then gold can make chalipin, silver can make chalipin, it should make a difference. Gemara Aitanya, another proof. The Braisa says, very similar, hakesef eina koines hazav, that giving silver does not acquire the gold, meaning you could back out. Ketzad, what's an example? Machalei esem v'yachamisha diner shel kesef b'diner shel zav. If we're having a deal with each other that I'm giving you 25 silver dinars for one gold dinar, Even though the owner of the gold took the silver coins, he does not acquire the gold coin until he takes the gold coin. Meaning, taking the silver does not automatically acquire the gold. Why? Because it's not chalipin. If it was chalipin, it would work. So the fact that it doesn't work implies it's not chalipin. So the Gemara says, so what are we talking about? Talking about purchasing payment with money. A sale. Wait a minute, Hazav Kainis Akasa, very similar to what we had before, that by taking the gold, you acquire the silver. Acquiring the silver is not the right lotion. It should be that by taking the gold, I owe you the silver. So Ketzad, what's the case? Once you take the gold coin, you acquire the silver wherever it is. That implies not that you owe the silver, it means the silver is automatically yours. Why? Chalipin. So the Gemara is the Amr B'shalim Chalipin had the time Nikr because of Malamashimhi. Eli Amr B'damim, Hai Nikr Kesim B'chomakim Shu. What does it mean? If you hold the Chalipin, then it makes sense. By me taking the gold, I acquire the silver wherever it is. But if you're telling me it's not Chalipin, what does it mean? It's a transaction. It's merchandise for cash. By me taking the gold, I now owe you the silver. So what does it mean? I acquire the silver wherever it is. I owe you silver. What does it mean? Wherever it is. Says the Gemara, you know what it means? B'chomakim Shuhu. Amr Vashi. La'oilam B'damim. Really, it's referring to money. And what does it mean that when I acquire the gold, I now owe you the silver? Why does it say I owe you the silver wherever it is? What it means is like this. If we agreed upon that one gold coin for 25 new silver coins, old silver coins, old ones, then I get those old ones. You have to give me the ones that you agreed upon. And if we said new, you have to give me the new ones. So it is money owed to me, but what type of money based on upon what we agreed upon? It means that I want the silver coins as you stated. Meaning, if the buyer said, I will give you a gold coin, but I want 25 silver coins that are new, then you owe me new ones. You can't give me old ones. Even though old ones are better than the new ones, even if let's say they're better, it doesn't matter. My time you could say, I want these long term, I want to put them in a vault. I'd rather newer ones that will last longer without deterioration. So that's what it means. So it's really not chalipin, it's really cash. So what does it mean? It just means I owe you the money. Whatever type of money we agreed upon. Amra Papa, let's end with this. We had a machloikis that if the item used for the chalipin, you know, instead of the handkerchief or the pen, you give a coin, it's a machlokes what it works. It says the Gemara, that's only if the coin is being used as the item of the bartering. But let's say I give you a handkerchief to do a chalipin, but I want to be acquiring kesef. Then it works, meaning the kesef may not be used. It's a machlokes whether it could be used as the chip to make the chalipin. But if let's say you're using something else as the chalipin, I'm using a handkerchief, I could use a handkerchief to acquire cash. The other item of the chalipin could definitely be cash. The Gemara says, "Amar Papa, afilu mandamar imat binas chalipin." Even the one who says that a coin cannot be used for chalipin, miyobed hutalei of a chalipin, it means that the coin cannot affect the chalipin. It can't be the item used for the bartering. Aknuy mikra chalipin, but coins can be acquired through chalipin. Meaning, by you picking up the pen, you could acquire the coins. Midi have a paler of Nachman. I'll prove it to you. It's like fruits according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that fruits cannot be used as the act of bartering. You can't pick up an apple and have chalipin be accomplished. It's not for now. Why? But he holds that you can't use a fruit. But if you use a pen or a handkerchief, you could acquire fruit. So too with cash. You may not be able to use cash as the item to make the chalipin, but if you use another item, the cash can be acquired. Paler of Nachman avagav de inulay of the chalipin aknui mikna chalipin tivanami loishno. I will stop here. Pick it up tomorrow, Bezeshem.